Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 61 of the podcast, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody that's watching on YouTube, everybody that's listening on Anchor, or any other platform you use to listen to podcasts on. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Also, I want to say, you know, I hope everybody's staying safe, man. If you don't have to go outside, don't go outside. If you don't need food or anything important like that, then just stay your ass at home, all right? So, look, I think it's important for everybody to stay in the right state of mind. You have to stay in the right frame of mind, because it's easy to get pulled into the bullshit. It's easy to get pulled into all the negativity that's going on in the world. It's easy to get pulled into that by the media and news and all of that shit. But if you just realize how blessed you are as a person, you would look at things from a positive standpoint all the time. You have to realize how blessed you are. If you're watching this right now and you're still working, if you still have your job, if you're still able to walk, if you can talk and eat normally and all of that, if you can do all of that, you're a blessed person. See, a lot of people don't see it that way. A lot of people don't understand how blessed they are. You have to understand that every day is a blessing. Every day is really a blessing. And it is because you wake up in the morning. You have to really understand that shit, man. Like really take all of that into account and understand that it could be taken from you at any moment. Your life could end at any moment. So understand that wasting any time over bullshit or anything like that, you're only going to be mad at yourself at the end of the day. You have to just keep yourself going. Just keep yourself going, man. Like, see, for me, I start out with a prayer. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I say my prayer. I pray for my family. And I pray for my close friends. And I pray for people all over the world. I pray for people all over the world. I want everybody to have a good life. I want everybody to feel good. I want everybody to be healthy. That's what I want for the world. See, a lot of people are selfish. A lot of people only think about themselves, only care about themselves. They don't care about nobody else. They don't care about all of this shit that's happening. All of these people all over the world that are dying. Families that are losing loved ones, you know, a son, a daughter, an uncle, a cousin, a grandma, a grandpa, whatever it is. People are losing loved ones and other people don't give a fuck. You know, they're like, oh, well, it ain't me. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Like that's the world that we live in these days, man. People don't give a fuck about nobody else. Only care about themselves. They don't care that other people are dying and losing their lives to a fucking virus that just came out of left field. Like, we need to care about each other more, man. Like, we really do. Like, it's crazy to me. And at the end of the day, once you realize how blessed you are as a person and understand that Life isn't guaranteed for anybody. Time don't wait for nobody. It keeps going on. So you have to capture every moment that you can. You have to feel every second that you get in your life and do something great with it. Don't waste your time worrying about dumb shit that don't apply to you. Don't get caught up in the hype of what's going on in the negative part of the world, because there's another side. It's negative and it's positive. It's one of these two. It ain't no in between. You're either negative or you're positive. That's it. Ain't no in between. You're negative or you're positive. If you choose to see everything from a negative standpoint, things are going to be bad. Things are going to be bad for you. Things are going to happen. Shit is going to happen to you. You'll be like, damn, what's going on? Like, everything was just good a couple of days ago. But if you're looking at shit from a negative standpoint, that's the way it's going to be. If you look at things from a positive standpoint and you choose to be a positive person every day, your life will get substantially better. It will. I'm saying this because I know firsthand. I'm a person that was really depressed. I hated my life. Hated myself. I didn't even want to go on with life at a certain point. There was a time where I was that low. I didn't want to live no more. But I decided that I wanted to keep going on. You know, I dug deep within myself and I had a conversation with God and it changed everything. Everything changed from that moment on. From that point on in my life, I wanted to do everything. I thought it like the wildest stuff. I want to go skydiving. I want to go skiing. I want to go bungee jumping. You know, shit like that. I just wanted to do everything because I put myself in the right state of mind. I was looking at everything from, you know, a pessimistic point of view. I turned that around and I started looking at everything from an optimistic point of view. That maybe, see, that's the thing. Too many people make it out to be that is worse than it really is. It really not that bad. When you sit back and look at it, how many times has that happened in your life? You was like, man, this shit is really bad, or I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. You know what I mean? Like, thinking like that. And then it becomes a memory. Because you was able to get past it. You was able to put yourself in the right state of mind. And you was able to get past that thing that you thought was in your way. That thing that you thought was going to stop you. And it didn't. That's the way life is. Everybody has to deal with obstacles and shit that they got to get around. But you have to get through it the best way you can. And for me, the best way to get through any type of negative shit or anything like that is by putting God first. I keep God first in my life all the time, always, every single day, 24/7, 365. 366 in a leap year. You know what I mean? God is always first in my life. He always will be. He always has been and he always will be. Now, that's just for me. The same thing might not work for everybody because everybody doesn't believe in what I believe in. But I know firsthand that God is the reason why I'm here, why I'm able to do these different things, why I'm still working. I still have a job. I have a couple jobs, and I'm just thankful for that. I'm grateful for that, man. And I don't take anything for granted. I know that things aren't as bad as they seem. I understand that now. 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't get that. I didn't understand that shit. I just thought, why is all this bad shit happening to me? And I thought it was just me. But people all over the world are suffering. There's people all over the world that are going through hell, their own version of hell, and they're trying to figure out how to get through it. God is the answer. God is the way through everything. God is how you beat any and everything that's negative that's in your way. There's something in your way that you're trying to remove. When you give your life to God, you can get through that without a problem. It's not going to be when you want. It's going to happen when God wants it to, because we move on God's time. He doesn't move on our time. We move on his time. You understand? So that's really it, man. That's my message that I got for y'all today. Keep the right frame of mind. Stay in the right state of mind. Don't give up on yourself. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep moving forward and realize that shit isn't as bad as other people make it seem. It could always be worse. It's not that bad. Trust me. All right. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love.